Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, peak performance business strategist, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I help overwhelmed CEOs design a life they can't wait to wake up to each day. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies that you can find clarity on who you are and all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. And I cannot promise you that this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, this is Amy. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, and I cannot wait to dive into what we have for you today. And we are going to talk about something that affects every person on earth. Overwhelm. Come on. You know you feel it. Heck, I felt it 5 minutes ago. So what is actually overwhelm? What causes it? And what happens to people that are highly sensitive, right? And I'm talking about highly sensitive people as someone who processes information on a deeper level than others. Their nervous system is more sensitive to input, to stimulus, to sound, to noise, to arguments. They'll shut down. All right, let's just dive in. And we're going to talk more about it. And we're going to know, is this you, someone you know, someone on your team, your child, your spouse? How do you relate to this? And who do you know that relates to this? I bet your life that you know somebody that has these characteristics and traits, and they impact you in your daily life, whether that is you or you're in a relationship with someone that is. Okay, so let's just talk about overwhelm really quickly. The definition officially of overwhelm are to bury or drown beneath a huge mass. Holy cow, that hits home. To defeat completely. To give too much of a thing to someone or something. Now I want to pause here. To bury or drown beneath a huge mass. When we're overwhelmed, what does it feel like? A massive weight sitting on us. When we overwhelm, it's to defeat something completely. But I love this third one. To give too much of a thing to someone or something. When we're giving too much to someone or to something, it doesn't matter what it is, we feel like we're drowning. Then we think things like, I have no space for me. I don't know who I am anymore. Because we're always giving it to someone or something else, right? So when you're giving it too much, this is that we think we're busy, 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 because some of us are giving away all of our time and our energy and not holding it back for ourselves. Especially when we're trying to avoid our junk, we stay busy, busy, busy. And it's often in very much giving nature of serving others like we're supposed to. We're supposed to serve others when we CEO like Jesus. At the same time, he didn't ask us to go do that at the expense and cost of our own health and our own mental health. So causes of overwhelm start from outside of us. It's a sense that something is acting on us and we're not in control of it. The feeling of overwhelm starts from outside of us. It's a sense that we're not in control of it. And overwhelm is often caused by overstimulation. So for me, I tend to be very sensitive to sounds. A lot of people bother me. Constant input. So if the TV is on and then a kid is playing music and the other one's on the Xbox and I'm trying to have a conversation with my husband, I am very overwhelmed very fast. Raises my anxiety, raises my frustration, raises my anger level, reduces my patience, right? So when people are sensitive to different stimuli, different things, then that type of person processes information on a deeper level than others. And their nervous system in their body is more sensitive to stimulus. It takes them longer to process things, to have a response to you on things, or to give a response to people. And I'm talking about overwhelm in this specific instance, because if you're in a relationship with someone and your spouse has trouble processing things when you're frustrated and angry, you get this deer in the headlight looks and it really enrages you more. I see this all the time in couples counseling, but really their body and their nervous system is shutting down and they cannot even formulate a response because their brain is flooded, literally flooded, cannot speak to each other on each side of the brain. So when you see that, I want you to recognize these traits in someone and pause and give them a moment. You're going to get a much better response. And if you are this person, I want you to know these things so you have the words to take back to other people you're in a relationship with. So it's kind of a personality trait we have to be sensitive to stimuli. It's not a diagnosable condition. But why is this related to overwhelm? They have a sensitive nervous system that makes it harder to filter out stimulus and easier to get overwhelmed by their environment. I love to go to the Texans game with my husband, but man, I've really got to plan my energy to get there because I know it's going to drain me, even though I love it. Almost any experience that they've had gets played over and over in their mind. So when you have this type of personality trait that gets overwhelmed like this, you often have a loop of your other experiences going on. This has happened to me before. This has happened to me before. Oh, remember this time. Or we're starting to say, oh, when I go to that Texans game, because before I got overwhelmed, these are the things that are going to happen again. And I'm already getting myself ramped up, right? So I really have to watch that and tone it down a little bit. The other thing this type of sensitive person does is they pick up on the needs and feelings of others, especially when they're negative. They will often offer their help and say yes to everything out of fear of disappointing others. They sacrifice their happiness and time to help others and neglect their own needs. They tend to absorb the emotions of others and have a hard time separating their emotions from other emotions. So they're very intuitive about what other people feel, but at the same time, they have a hard time understanding what is their emotion versus the person next to them emotion. If you are not somebody that experiences this, you're not going to understand it. But I want to say it because you're in a relationship with somebody that is like this. I promise you. My husband, for instance, does not understand this in me. I can literally feel what the person next to me in the grocery store is feeling. Literally. It makes me a very good counselor, a very good high performance coach, because I can get in it with my client and repeat back to them what they're feeling and ask them if I got it wrong. And I've never had anybody tell me yet that I did. Do you want to know exactly where you stand in all 10 areas of life, relationships, and business? It's time to take the free Thrive Life Inventory, and you will receive a multi-page report showing you exactly where you need to grow and where your strengths are in your life, relationships, and business domains. You're even going to find helpful tools, strategies, and more based on your unique results. Go to ThriveLifeInventory.com and get your scorecard delivered now. That's great, but that also means I absorb people's energy. And if this is you, you have to protect that. And you have to start planning your calendar around times when you need more energy and then times to reset your energy. For instance, my husband's very extroverted. He just loves to go places. Texans games, his thing, right? Not a problem in the world. And he resets his energy by going. It drains mine. Some people very much have energy refilled by social situations. My husband is one. I am not. So this highly sensitive person have a hard time setting boundaries with people. They have a hard time saying no. They have a hard time saying, you can't treat me like that. Because why? When you set a boundary on somebody, you're automatically in a conflict. Why? Because when you're set a boundary on somebody, you're automatically in a conflict. And we want to avoid conflict because it increases our anxiety and leads to overwhelm. But that also means you're going to get taken advantage of. So we've got to learn how to do both. The highly sensitive person's energy is easily drained. Stressors that may be small for other people affect this person more deeply. And they need to be alone to recharge. And that's hard to do when you work, let alone when you run a company. You got to get very protective over knowing what fills up your energy, what drains it, and spacing it out and allowing time. This type of person feels emotions strongly. They will notice more about their surroundings. And when they make a mistake, oh man, do they feel like they've failed. So they have to keep in mind that failing is just learning. To feel and experience everything so deeply and philosophically is as draining and overwhelming as it is wonderful at the same time. Like, I love it now that I learned how to manage my energy. Am I perfect at it 100% of the time? Heck to the no. But I'm pretty good about knowing how to pad when I have a lot of forward-facing people interactions versus that downtime I need to recharge. But it's taken me decades and decades to understand myself to get here. And if this isn't you, just take the knowledge that other people are really this way, whether you understand it or not, and start working with them to back up the truck a little bit and give them grace and space. It's going to help you empathize more, which makes a great leader. Jesus was a highly sensitive person. He did all of these things. And what does he do? He was often found withdrawing to the wilderness to go pray and sit with God. So I'm describing him. The traits of a highly sensitive person with overwhelm are affected by things more deeply than other people. They experience the world in a total different way. And they experience other people's emotions because they are sensitive to facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice. And their own mood can mirror those around them, which can feel emotionally draining. They are often overstimulated. They have a rich inner life, though. Since they think and process things deeply, they have deep thoughts and feelings. They think philosophically. They are deeply moved by beauty, nature, animals. And they have a deep appreciation for life and have trouble understanding why other people live like our days aren't numbered. They appreciate every day that they have. They also have strong emotional responses, both positively and negatively. They feel higher levels of joy and happiness, but they easily get just as upset. And they struggle to adapt to new circumstances. It's also less common to be a highly sensitive person, and society is built around people who notice less and aren't affected as deeply. Most of society is not built for the person that's highly sensitive to stimulus. The rules of our society were made by people who aren't impacted like this. Our society values people with thick skin and leaders who are dominant, intimidating, and aggressive. Now, I just call that toxic because they're perpetuating feelings of division, anxiety, and loneliness. And our society doesn't value or embrace sensitivity or empathy. But I'm going to tell you right here, right now, if you want a CEO like Jesus in your life, and I'm not just talking about CEO like Jesus in your business, I'm talking about your life, you, your personal development, how you show up, how you give, in your relationships, you CEO like Jesus in your relationships, I want to tell you that you need to embrace some empathy and some sensitivity and start to understand that there are two types of people. One that are highly sensitive and those that are not. It doesn't matter which bucket you fill in. It doesn't matter which bucket you fall in. We are all needed. But the more we could start to understand this person, the more we have better relationships. And if it's you, the more we understand ourselves and we can communicate what we need. I hope that this makes you think. And I want to just ask you, do you want to learn to CEO like Jesus just a little bit more? If so, can you do me a favor? Email me, amy@amywine.com, and tell me you want more things like this. That'll encourage me to keep going, encourage me to build more content that's useful to you. And while you're at it, tell me what subjects you want to hear about. I would love to have the interaction and the feedback from you. So I know you're probably listening on the go, but if you could just do that, that to me would be fantastic. And I hope that you go thrive in your life, relationships, and your business today. All righty, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.amywine.com. Please share your episodes with your friends and don't forget to tag me on Instagram at amywineco. Thanks for listening, and I will meet you here again next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that
you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit ThriveLifeTV.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.